This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kane Brown, 7-Eleven, it's the B Morning Coffee Club. So we made it through another time clock change, but TJ over there is, I turned up the wrong mic again. TJ over there is stretching and yawning as we're talking.
It helps to stretch. I don't know. It helps keep me awake if I just keep stretching.
That's why I'm standing, because I can jump and do stuff like this.
Because you got to stay awake today. Did you notice the boards on your way in on 490 that say don't drive drowsy or whatever? Wake up. They know.
Stay awake.
Stay awake. Something. Stay alert.
Yeah. So if we, there's a lot of talk about not changing the clocks. And I looked into it. What would happen if we had stayed on standard time? So let's imagine we didn't change the clocks this weekend.
Let's pretend.
Go back in time. If we didn't move the clocks ahead, the earliest sunrise during the summer would be 4:35 a.m.
Dang.
That's why we move it ahead.
Okay.
Because you're burning that sunlight. The latest sunrise would be 7:42 a.m. during the winter.
Okay.
So a little better on that end, I think. Earliest sunset would be 4:35. The latest sunset would be 7:54. So during summer, we got like sunlight at 9 o'clock-ish.
Right.
It's still light enough to do stuff. So we would lose that hour there. If we move forward to the fall, we're on daylight saving time right now. So if we don't change the clocks in the fall, the earliest sunrise would be 5:30 a.m. Not bad. The latest sunrise would be 8:42 a.m. That's where a lot of people have issues with it.
Yeah.
Because you're dropping your kid off to school or they're walking to school in complete darkness for almost 2 hours. Like my daughter's got to be in 7:20-ish.
Yeah.
So it's still pitch dark at that point. The earliest sunset would be 5:35 p.m. And that would be wintertime, which that would be a bonus, I think. And the latest sunset would be 8:54 p.m. So there's good. I mean, do you guys care either way?
I mean, I would prefer if we kept it on like daylight saving time.
What we're on right now.
Late sunset, 9:54 p.m. Keeping it day longer, but it's dark when we go into work, no matter what. Even on the longest day of the year, I saw like the teeniest tiny sliver of glimmer of sun. So I'm just biased because it's going to be dark when we're up, no matter what.
Yeah, I think people who have regular jobs though, not so much.
Sunrise, sunshine.
We're just making up our own words. Johnson on the B Morning Coffee Club. 7:29. Good morning. Hope has a great story about some trash talking. Tell us what. First of all, this sounds like you were at Nighthawks.
Nighthawks
game.
So you know, lacrosse sticks. The best trash talking I've ever heard in my life. My grandma cradles better than you.
Okay. Well, my grandma throws better than you. People always throwing around their grandma.
That guy chooses to eat turkey bacon. That could go anywhere. You could go anywhere in a game.
Really?
Yes.
You've heard that?
Maybe.
No.
Have you yelled that?
I may have yelled that.
Turkey bacon.
So that's something you throw at your friends when you're playing like kickball down at the park. You know, they got that kickball league, which, by the way, we've talked about this in the past.
The kickball league of Rochester. Chlor. I was a subbin.
You were in the league?
Summer. Well, I was a subbin for a couple of games last summer.
So, I've just read this article in the New York Times, by the way, that there is a singles meetup cornhole league. Okay? It's just for singles.
That's a great idea.
And it's cornhole just for single people, and it's totally sold out. So, I think to do something here locally, I mean, obviously, if you yell turkey bacon, he may not want to ask you out on a date. But I think kickball would be great, like a singles kickball league or a singles cornhole league.
Do they
league.
Have a singles night for the kickball league?
Not that I know of.
No, I've never heard of that.
Does Ryan still run that? I don't know the people behind it. I used to work out with a guy who ran the kickball league.
Oh, I wasn't that, you know.
Oh, you weren't that deep into
okay. The chain at Clark.
I was a sub, an ultimate.
7:46 with the B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning. I got a quarter yesterday, and I cannot believe how much controversy it caused over on the station Facebook page.
Did you feel like in Little Rascals when they go, I got a dollar, I got
that
a dollar,
me.
I got a dollar, I hey, got a hey, quarter. Hey, 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 who's got a quarter? Billy Kidd's got a quarter.
Maybe.
So pennies on the ground, do you even bend over to pick that up?
Yes.
You pick up pennies?
Yes. And right. Well, because, you know, if you see a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck. But it has to be heads up. So if it's not heads up, I will flip it so someone else can have good luck later.
So many rules in your world.
Wow. Yeah, in Hopeland.
In Hopeland.
So I was at Aldi's. I'm a new customer at Aldi's, so now I'm in the excited, like, everything that happens there.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh. So I pulled into the parking lot, and I always park, like, the first spot I see. I don't drive around looking for spots, so pull in the lot, and it's at the very edge of the parking lot. There's a cart sitting there. And if you're not familiar with Aldi's, you got to put a quarter in to unlock it from the other carts. That's how they keep their labor costs down, because everybody brings the cart back, and when you return it, you push the little chain in and you get your quarter back. Well, if you leave the cart in the parking lot, that's a free quarter for somebody.
Right.
So I posted a picture of it, you know, just the little device up at the top says, hey, Aldi's, somebody left the cart. If you know, you know. And the response underneath that.
Oh, man.
Some people are saying, I always do that.
Yeah.
Put it back. It's the little things. I leave it for somebody else. Gary, terrible to see people take the quarters out of the carts that thoughtful people left for others. Greed.
It's like we've got the two ends of the spectrum. Greedy people, like I go through, I consider it like a second job when there's a lot of carts. I'm like, I'm a new Aldi's employee. Let me go through, put all the carts away, and I'll get paid my, you know, 50, 75 cents.
Right. I always like, you know, because we're all broke living paycheck to paycheck, but we always feel so wealthy when we're able to keep, you know, give our cart to others. We're like, here, no, I insist. So, you keep it. Like, I'm just rolling it. Go ahead,
I think it's all determined
quarter.
By the circumstance. So if I'm walking my cart back and I see somebody walking out, it's not like you're losing a quarter anyways. You get it back. I will hand my cart to somebody else and be like, here you go.
Yeah, but thank if they you. Offer you a quarter, do you take it?
If they like, were to oh, say, here's you. A quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay.
But, okay. And it's not a greedy thing. But if I don't have my Aldi quarter in my cart, then what am I supposed to do the next time I go to Aldi? Because I like use my card all the time. I never have cash on me. So if I lose my Aldi quarter.
Yeah, you got to have a couple Aldi quarter in there.
It's right? literally the only reason I have change in my pocket.
Yeah, I got to have that.
And now I got 50 cents. 57, the B Morning Coffee Club. We were at Aldi's over the weekend doing some shopping and somebody left a cart and I took the quarter. And now people think I'm horrible and I walk around kicking puppies and stuff like that.
Well, you might as well.
Because I took the quarter that somebody left for me.
They didn't leave it for you. They left it for whoever needed to use the cart.
Our station Facebook page, Heather says, I always leave it for the next person. I never know who may need that quarter.
Right.
I was the next person. So right. Heather left her quarter for me. Thank you, Heather.
And did you need it to go elsewhere
That's
in
besides
life?
The point. We all have our Aldi's quarter. Somebody texted in. There's a whole thing going on our Facebook page if you want to join the conversation. Somebody texted in. Batavia has a couple of homeless men. One day, they were one guy returning carts for people and then keeping the quarters. So he was providing a service and getting paid for the service of returning the cart.
Especially if it's like raining or snowing.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead and take the quarter, bud. I don't want to walk it back up there.
Sharon chiming in on Facebook about, you know, if carts are just running around willy-nilly, they disappear, and then the stores have to replace them. When I was in college, so many kids stole shopping carts, and that's what we would use to move into the dorms. Go back and forth from our car into our dorm, bringing in our suitcases and our food.
And shopping carts?
There was just like a section by all of the mailboxes where the shopping carts were hanging out.
Oh, I was going to ask, did you return said shopping cart at the end of your move-in?
No, they were just on. I mean, at that point, they're on campus.
I wonder how much shopping carts are. We should probably have Googled that before we asked that question. We'll look that up and let you know. Here's George Burge on the beat.